You are here to perform the season opening concert with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, and you will be the soloist in the Beethoven Violin Concerto. Is this piece one of your favorites?
This is one of the most beautiful works that we have, not just for our instrument, but in the whole, you know, repertoire for concertos.
And yet, it's not a dazzler in the way that a Paganini violin concerto is. It doesn't require you to be terribly athletic or to show off, does it?
I think every piece of music is different and unique in that sense. Sometimes there are things that we as players are surprised how challenging certain elements are because it just doesn't sound that way. But, you know, certainly is very true of the Beethoven concerto. I think of Beethoven as something extremely, extremely challenging and beautiful, so beautiful, yet so technically demanding.
You were renowned as a child virtuoso. Was the Beethoven part of your repertoire then?
I first learned to play it when I was, I think, in my preteens, before I went to New York to study. And so I must have been 9 or 10. And I first performed it, I believe it was here in Atlanta in the 80s.
And I remember that well. How has your interpretation changed?
I think how an interpretation changes isn't just a matter of how long I've performed the work. I think each piece changes every time. And I have the great fortune of being able to repeat playing the same works, not just the Beethoven concerto, but other works as well. And it's so interesting how each piece brings to me different ways of listening. So it makes me listen differently. And then when I do listen, then I also find different things. And so as a result of that, of course, a major component of interpretation is responding to what you hear. It's not about just simply getting out the music that's on the score. But it's really the response to what you're feeling, what you're getting from the music. And so, of course, when you hear things differently, then you respond differently.